Neil Solon's with you with This Week in Rays Baseball. Again, on the Rays Baseball Network, we talked about Logan Forsythe, the Rays team MVP. I actually caught up with him yesterday and discussed that honor.
It means a lot. It's a great honor, especially with the caliber of players that we have on this team. But as I said before, you know, the award means a lot, but having the guys support you and playing for them means a little bit more.
How surprised were you at all of it? And if I told you in Port Charlotte in March, you're going to be the MVP at the end of the season, what would you have said to me?
I'll work at it. No, I mean, at the start of spring, I mean, we thought that it was going to be the same super utility role that I've been playing since I've been in the big leagues. But we had some unfortunate injuries, which hurt us. But, you know, they had enough faith in me to throw me out there every day. And I just told myself, you know what, we're not going to try to do too much. Just try to, you know, stay consistent defensively and offensively, as well as being a good teammate. So I'm happy with how it went.
What made, in your mind, a year like this possible? Because you could argue that it's not only your best year in the big leagues, but your best in professional baseball.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's just an accumulation of, like, the work that I've put in to get to this point. You know, defense have always been strong, and I've always been confident up at this level. But offensively, I've hit well before, and there's no reason I couldn't do it again. And at this point, when I knew I was going to be an everyday guy, I got into a better routine. I got into the work that was going to play better in the game instead of coming off the bench. So in my mind, I always thought I could be this type of player, and it was just nice to be able to come out here and have the opportunity.
And to take advantage of that opportunity, you have to stay on the field. Mm-hmm. How hard was it to stay on the field and play as many games as you did, and how helpful was the training staff in helping you accomplish that?
All the credit goes to them. You know, they stay on top of us. It's probably the best training staff in the league. Just hearing from other guys, I mean, I know there's other great trainers around the league, but these guys are on top of us every day, making sure we do our exercises, our little rehab, you know, or the prehab, as you would call it. But I mean, they stay on top of you. And it's not that we don't want to do them, but with the craziness of the game, you know, we lose track of time. But they helped out tremendously.
Was there a moment or a point in this season where you felt, maybe not like things had clicked, but really you'd taken off?
You know, there was times in the season where I thought, you know, this is the kind of player that you can be. And when I had those kind of feelings, I didn't want to get too high. You know, when I had a couple skids throughout the year, didn't want to get too low. I just wanted to stay that even keel. And that was my goal, to try to be numbers-wise, but more like at-bat-wise. At-bat-wise, be consistent quality at-bats throughout the whole year.
During the luncheon where you were recognized, Chris Archer was too, and he said the most impressive thing about you is that you stayed even-keeled last year and are the same guy last year when you didn't play as much as you are this year with the kind of year you're having. What does that mean to you?
That means more to me than, you know, an award when you get recognized by your teammates. You know, when your teammates say things like that about you, you know you're doing something right. And that's a goal of mine day in and day out, is try to be the same guy and be even keel, help out the younger guys when need be, and try to be that quiet leader.
Do you see yourself going forward, though, potentially as a little more vocal next year, perhaps? Obviously, you've got a good core coming back, and everyone expects you to return.
Yeah, I think that's a good challenge for myself, to try to be a little bit more vocal for us next year.
How hard is that? Because you are a humble – you come off across, at least on the field, as a pretty humble guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely out of the norm. But for me, being vocal doesn't mean the rah-rah cheerleader type. I mean, you can be vocal in a good sense, where it's taking a young guy to the side or, you know, talking to a couple guys about – team situations and, you know, just being in the mix with everybody, helping everybody out.
I know you're about your team, but there's another award that I think you certainly are up for, and that's a Gold Glove Award. if you're a finalist or you're to win an award like that, what would that mean? Because, I mean, you're at least the metrics show you're among the best in the game right now.
To be honest, I don't know. To even be considered in that category would be something that I would truly appreciate. With the way some of the guys around the league filled, you know, the position, you know, my biggest key is, and I've heard it from a lot of people, but I think George Hendricks, cuz, was the last one to say it. He's like, you can bring your glove every day. You know, your bat might not be there every day, but you can bring your glove, and it's a very true statement. But for me, it's my gloves to give our pitchers confidence, to help them get out of innings, lower pitch counts, deeper in the games. And, I mean, just take a look at our infield. I mean, it's one of the best in the game.
You mentioned giving guys confidence. How much has Kevin Cash given you confidence in terms of the way he's handled you and the chances he's given you this year?
I mean, he's given me tremendous confidence. He's told me that I was going to be the guy, and ever since then, I was the guy. And, you know, that's a credit to him, you know, being a man of his word and saying, we're going to give you a shot and see how you do and go ahead and play your game.
And that is Logan Forsyth, certainly a deserving choice for Rays MVP from the Baseball Writers Association of America's Tampa Bay chapter.